What is up, everyone? This is Gary A. Swaby. And no, you're not mistaken. Power isn't back on TV yet. That's not why we're here. But there is a very special announcement that has come out, and we have to, you know, address this and talk about it. So I am joined today by Mr. Richard Bailey Jr. How are you doing, Richard?
Doing good, Gary. What's up, listeners and viewers?
What's up, indeed. And I want the world to know that, you know, although we aren't currently doing the PowerCast, this is a very busy man, Mr. Richard Bailey Jr. You know, he's still out there doing podcasts. So you guys go check his resume. Go check out what he's been getting up to, because he's been doing a lot, you know, even though PowerCast is on break. So, and then we also have Miss Dana Abercrombie, who has also been very busy. How are you doing, Dana?
I'm doing very well. Thank you for having me once again on the show.
Good to talk to you both again, even though Ghost isn't back yet. But it's really good to see these faces and speak to these people. And we have a very big announcement that we have to kind of discuss today. So basically, there's a new spinoff that has been announced. And, you know, we've kind of been getting, like, you know, little inklings and teasers of this being a possibility in the past, but now it is official. So we're going to basically run through the press release real quick, and then we'll get into a little discussion about, you know, what we think this means and what we could potentially see in the future, and what is the future of the Power Show in general. So the announcement is Starz announces Power Universe prequel series Origins. It is in development and is about the origin story of Power fan favorite characters Ghost and Tommy. So the press release says, Starz announced today the development of a new Power prequel series Origins, which will continue to explore the Power Universe in a fresh way, delving into the origin story of fan favorite characters Ghost and Tommy. This would mark the fourth spin-off of the hugely popular Power series, preceded by Power Book 2 Ghost, which will debut its fourth season in 2024, and Power Book 3 Raising Kanan, which is currently filming its fourth season in New York, and Power Book 4 Force, which is currently filming its third season in Chicago. As we approach the 10-year anniversary of Power, it is incredible to witness the enormous connection our fans have with the Power Universe, said Catherine Busby, president of programming for Starz. We can't wait to see how Origins will further evolve this dynamic franchise with bringing fresh, gripping, and expansive storytelling to our audience. Sasha Penn is the executive producer for Origins. The Power Universe series is executive produced by the creator and showrunner of the original Power, Courtney A. Kemp, through her production company, End of Episode. Curtis 50 Cent Jackson through Dune Film and Television, and Mark Canton through Canton Entertainment. Lionsgate Television produces Origins for Starz. So that is the entire press release right there. Of course, this is amazing news for all of us, you know, who have loved this show for the past 10 years. First of all, I can't believe it's 10 years. Like, that's major in itself, like, the fact that this show has been going that long, you know. So, yeah, that is the press release. And, you know, this has made the fandom very happy. You know, I see, I've spoke to one of our friends, MovieBot, also. He's very happy about this. Spoke to some other friends, you know, shouts to Dimitri. So yeah, this is major news. So I want to get you guys' thoughts on this. I see even the NYPD is out there, you know, celebrating this news of Power Origins. So Dana, what's your initial reaction to this? Oh, you're muted now. We can't hear you anymore. It's like something just cut out. I don't know what happened. Did you pull something out? when you moved, you might have like pulled something out. I don't know. Technical difficulties. All right. So we're going to go to Richard first. Richard, what's your initial reaction to this announcement?
Well, I think this is a fantastic announcement. I saw that there was a couple of social media posts on the Power account saying, you've asked and we've answered, in reference to the fans that have been asking for this to happen. I'm pretty sure this was always the plan for Stars, because I know that Amari Hardwick had said in his interviews over the last several years that he really wished that people got an understanding of Ghosts, got a proper origin story to understand the character more. So I'm glad we are finally going to get that. And I also like the idea of making this a separate show, because I know, obviously, when we talk about Razor Kanan, everyone asks the question, when is Ghost and Tommy going to show up? So obviously, now they have this separate show. You have the same showrunner of Razor Kanan working on this show. So he has another show where he can focus on Tommy and Ghost without messing too much with Razor Kanan. So I think that's great. Yeah, long overdue announcement. I'm looking forward to seeing all this come together. I know the press release stated that they are starting to work on it now. For that reason, I don't know when exactly we're going to see it. But doesn't matter. I'm just looking forward to it, and it's very exciting.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Dana, are you live?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we
can. Can you hear me? Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I know about this yesterday. I know exactly what they was doing, and then all of the pieces started to come together. On the website, thecoalition.com, we put up a story that stated that Gary Lemon, who is the showrunner for Power Force, was given this overall deal that included new creations, new extensions of the Powerverse. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, what characters would be the most obvious for an extension? And we already knew that we had Kanan, but we kept waiting for, remember, we're waiting for Breeze? And we're waiting for, and I'm like, well, without Breeze, yeah, you have Kanan, but without Kanan, you need Tommy and you also need Ghost. And that would have been the most logical step there. So that was an inkling that we was finally getting that coming down. Also, the fact that even though it's rumored, we never had concrete evidence of it, but remember how Sasha Penn kept teasing, Breeze is on the way. Breeze, and remember, I kept telling y'all, and I apologize to both of y'all again, because I'm like, y'all are crazy. Please just drop it. I'm tired. Can we move on? And you guys were right, and we got the tease of Breeze, or at least we think we know of Breeze, which is unique. And again, who is Breeze without Tommy and Kanan and Ghost? So to me, it made the most logical sense. This was something that's really exciting, because we've been watching Raising Kanan, and we're kept expecting, where's Tommy? Where's Ghost? But I feel that this gives everybody, these three characters, a chance to breathe right now on their own. We're going to focus on what's called Power Origins, is going to be the name of the series. We're going to focus on their pairing. So therefore, we have Tommy and Ghost doing their own thing, right? And we're going to learn about how they came to be and how they got into power. And then we still have Raising Kanan, which focuses on Kanan and the mama and Breeze and that plot twist at the end. And we're going to, everyone is in the universe, but they're also going to just be able to develop and grow. And I'm very excited for this, because this is something that was needed. Remember, before we were supposed to get the fourth book of Power, was supposed to be Influence. So I believe that was the third, and then they replaced that with Force, which became three. We were supposed to get Influence, which was a spinoff of the Tate, the Lorenzo Tate's character from the Power series, and it was going to be focused in DC about politicians and the government. And I'm still upset that we're not getting that, because I need that. Put that kind of like a Power scandal show in my life. All black people, power and elites. But anyway, I'm sorry, I'm off track. I still want that show, but this replaces that what that emptiness of, because we always knew that we was getting a fourth show. So this replaces that emptiness. And, you know, this is something that people are looking forward to. And that way we can pinpoint, well, this ties back to season one of the original series. And oh, snap, he said he wanted a nightclub. And we know what happens with a nightclub. So it's just, you know, a way to, one, give the fans what they need and what they want. And for those characters that we already know, as Omari was saying, we really get a backstory. We really get more meatiness to the character. Look at Kanan. We have more meatiness of who was Kanan. You know, Kanan started off as that scared little boy, and now he's the master manipulator later as an adult, and we get to see that growth. So I'm very happy about this. I'm looking forward to this. And also remember, yesterday in the post, it said more creations. So this is just the first of many announcements to come, which, please give me my DC Power show. Lorenz Tate, he still look good. He don't age. Give him a show. So I look forward to this and what they're going to do. And they said that they're working on it, but we already know that they're most likely, anytime they announce something, it's already happened. So example, if they was to announce, I don't know, Sexy Red is in Power Book 4, just throwing it out there, that already means that she already signed the deal. She already filmed those scenes. That's already done. So I always find that when we get, like, for example, advanced screeners, and they'll just, like, make an announcement, oh, Angela Bassett is the mama. And I was like, yeah, we've been there. She's in episode 2, and we've already seen it. So that means that this show is already, who knows? It's past the planning stages. The scripts are probably already written, and they're doing casting right now. So, yay. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very exciting. Richard wanted to chime in, so go ahead, Rich.
I just want to make a comment. Yeah, like Dana said, I'm pretty sure it's far in development. But I just want to make a comment to Stars. If they ever watch this video, please think carefully if you are going to choose rappers to be on your show. And you know what show I'm talking about. Yes, I'm throwing shots at that show. That's all I want to say, because I need to make sure people know how to act before they're given a role.
Ooh, ouch.
Power has been very good about it. I don't know what he's been talking about. But, you know, Power has actually been very good with the casting. They don't celebrity cast. If that person can actually act and you happen to be a celebrity, great. But they don't go out and be like, yeah, we need this this person and that one. Oh, he's a rapper. Let's make him too pop. So, you know.
Yep. Exactly.
Yeah. And whenever they have worked with rappers, it's usually like very well done, like the Kendrick Lamar in Power. That was superb. Like, it was a real moment. Like, it felt like a big moment. And it wasn't, you know, just low quality, bad acting, you know. So yeah. Anyway, back to Power. So yeah, great news. I want to give my quick thoughts on this as well. So obviously, like, this is, you know, quite amazing. Let me just, my phone's vibrating here. Yeah, so this is amazing news. And, you know, at the 10-year mark, it's exciting to see that they're so heavily invested in the series still, to the point where they're announcing new shows. And, you know, 50 Cent is kind of back with Stars now as well, which is a big deal. So I feel like we're going to get like an influx of new stuff. And this probably also goes to show that they've put a lot more budget into these shows, because now maybe they're starting to recognize that this is really the flagship show of Stars. You know, it's like they're finally giving it that recognition of, okay, this show leads our network. So we need to, you know, reinvest in this and make sure that it's around for a long time and please these fans that have come, you know, to the network. So it's a very big deal to see this announcement. And, you know, instantly, like, I'm excited, because to me it seems like, you know, Raising Kanan is like my favorite of the spinoffs, and it seems like now that show is leading up to Origins, like, because we know that everything that happens in Origins comes after, you know, the Raising Kanan period. So it's like now it feels like they're setting up to lead into this, you know, origin series. And my guess is that maybe we've got two seasons of Raising Kanan left and then it goes right into Origins, perhaps, like, you know, because we're already three seasons deep, you know, so that would be about five seasons, you know, perhaps it could be six, but I feel like, you know, Raising Kanan might lead directly into Origins, like, and Origins will come after. And, you know, as far as Breeze, we know Breeze was a big part of the whole Ghost and Tommy, you know, origin story, you know, as well as Kanan. Now they are teasing Breeze heavy, of course. And, you know, Unique, it's a possibility that Unique isn't even Breeze. It could still be somebody completely different. Like, it could be someone else. Like, they're just kind of toying with us right now. You know, they're kind of teasing us along, making us think, oh, is it this person or is it that person, you know? But I do think that once we find out who Breeze is also going to be a big part of this origin series. And we're going to see some of these events play out that they have referenced in the original Power. And, you know, my guess is also that Kanan is going to, you know, we're going to see that moment where Ghost actually sets up Kanan in this origin show, like where he sets him up to go to prison. I feel like, you know, all of that is going to be covered in Origins. Now, as far as casting and stuff, of course, you know, they're probably going to go with like a younger Ghost and Tommy. I would think it wouldn't be the same actors we saw in the epilogue in Power, because those actors probably aged by now. Like, they're a lot older by now. So I would think that they would do recasting for these characters. Now, one thing I hope is that, you know, because a big part of Raising Kanan is that 50 Cent does the voiceover, right? So my hope is that we can get voiceover from both Joseph Sikora and Omari Hardwick. I feel like that would really solidify this show. And you would get that original flavor of Power in the show if you had those two narrating, you know. And maybe, I don't know, would it be too much if 50 did it too? Because, you know, Kanan's probably going to be in the show as well. But I feel like it definitely needs, 100% it needs Joseph Sikora and Omari Hardwick, 100%. Those two, like, have to be narrators or be involved somehow, you know. Go ahead, Rich, you wanted to say something?
I agree 100% with what you just said, Gary. I believe those two should be involved. I know Omari Hardwick has been working on a lot of different projects, but from my perspective, it looks like, I don't think he's having a ton of success compared to when he was on this show. And obviously Starz did not want to pay him what he was worth when he was on the show. So I know he had mentioned in an interview, I believe this was last year or so, that they did approach him about a return, but when he asked them, told him what he wanted, they didn't respond back. So hopefully that is something that they are thinking about if they decide to bring him back. And let me make it very clear, I'm not talking about Ghost in the present. This is a story about his past. So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that you can see something like that happen, even if he was narrating it. But again, I don't know what their plan is for that. But I do want to say this. I definitely like this approach. And one thing I am very curious to see as far as Raising Kanan is concerned, prior to the finale coming out for Raising Kanan, there was a leak online about some casting choices for the next season. Now, obviously, Starz has not yet announced who that cast is, but it's very interesting because they had somebody else cast as Breeze. They had Kanan's, Sean's mom, Jarita, also listed, and they had Ghost's father listed on that cast. So again, that leak could be incorrect, but until Starz make an announcement of who is actually going to be a part of next season, we have to wait and see. But I thought that was very interesting that information came out and then disappeared right after we went into the final two episodes of Raising Kanan season 3. So definitely looking forward to seeing where they go with that. But I agree with what you said, Gary. I would like to see, obviously, Tommy can definitely be a part of this show. He already has his own show. But yeah, I'm just curious to see how they execute on all of this stuff. But stay tuned. Go ahead, Dana.
I would like to retort. And I say this because of this. 50 Cent has his own thing he's narrating with the whole Raising Kanan situation ship, right? Joseph Sikora has his own show. I feel Omari Hardwick should be the narrator, period, of this show, not the other two. And I do feel this, and I genuinely feel sorry for what happened. I feel that power, you know, Omari's power came out before its time. In terms of shows like these being deemed, oh, that's ghetto, that's just for the blacks. You don't have that overwhelming acceptance from, say, white publications. I'm looking up on TV on, say, the Tamron Hall show and Kelly Clarkson show, and I'm seeing interviews with the cast of BMF, interviews with the cast of Raising Kanan and the other people. And I just feel that this show was ahead of its time, and it tried, and it deserved, but it tried to get the recognition that people refused to give it the recognition, except for people in the black community. So I do feel that there is a way that we could, you know, give Omari his flowers, because he deserves that. And that's why I feel he should be the sole narrator for this show. And I am very happy that they're making, even though he won't be in it because he's older, and this is about the kid version of that character, but I do feel that this would be a really great way to honor him. Also, put him back on those press tours. Let's know what his opinions are. Let him know what he thinks about with the growth of the character. Because to me, society wasn't ready to open up to give him his flowers for that. So I think it's very important that he has that. Also, I just wanted to state that I love the fact that Courtney Kipp is involved with this, because, you know, this is her brainchild. This is her baby. And, you know, she had so many wonderful ideas that we've seen in the original Power show. And we've seen throughout the other, because she executive produces the other shows. So I'm really happy that this is something that, you know, it feels like everyone coming back home for that family reunion. In a way, I'm not sure if that makes any sense, but this is just something where they deserved to be honored. I'm so looking forward to this, and I've never really truly been excited for a Power show, except for when we thought it would be Tommy, but then we saw what happened with Tommy. But I've never truly just been like in my gut so incredibly happy for a show to come out like I am with this, and am begging to just bring back Omari. And let him be the voice of the character, even though this is Tommy and Ghost, but give him those flowers that he deserves for what he created with the character. So yeah, I'm looking forward, and I'm also, as you guys already know, I'm in New York City. Hi, serial killers. I'm in New York City, so I'll be on the lookout for any kind of, you know, we'll be shooting this secret project that belongs to Stars. I'll be posting those up and be like, look, it's here. They're doing something. It's just the outside of a church, but look, they're filming.
I just will make a quick comment. Yeah, I agree on everything you said, although one correction. We all know that you and Gary are huge Force fans, so that's why my name on today's show is Power, Powder, Respect, because I know y'all cannot wait until the next season of Force. So
you make a joke, but I actually will probably have to agree with that, especially since I'm watching another show that is not on that power level. You know, uh-oh. It's about a family of mafias. Yeah. So yeah, I'm looking forward to Force. Bring on Black Tommy again.
Yeah.
Yeah, no comment, but go ahead, Dana.
We're missing out on the big thing as well that no one's talking about. Without these people, who also was part of Tommy and Ghost Life. Tasha. So we're going to finally get our baby Tasha. Because they knew each other when they was kids. And I believe, was Lakeisha? Lakeisha didn't know them when they were kids, did they?
Well, I guess they could, like, say that, you know, Lakeisha was Tasha's friend still at that point. But who knows? But the another thing is Angela as well. Because I think he met Angela first. So.
That was so, the love of his life.
Yep. She's likely to be in there. So.
And it's a love story. So Angela will have to be involved. Tasha is involved. No, he met her before Tasha. So therefore, we'll finally get like the Angela Tommy love story that I know Richard desperately wanted. And we'll learn about that.
I don't know if I'm excited to see that love story after watching another show about a love story. So yeah. But I will say this. I'm looking forward to all those things. Also, the point about you guys mentioned Angela, you mentioned I'm trying to think, I lost my train of thought. Come back Tasha. To me, go ahead. No. It's
Lakeisha.
No. Okay, yeah, that's what it was. I also, and this is just my opinion, I think we will get more of a backstory on the kind of relationship that Ghost had with his own father. And because of what they did with Tariq and Ghost, you may see some similarities with that, because obviously he probably had issues with his father too. So stay tuned for that.
Mm-hmm. We're getting crackhead Kate.
Oh yeah, definitely. Definitely, Kate.
Oh yeah.
And that can bleed into the other boy. Maybe we would get a baby black Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
Because isn't he older?
Yeah, he is the oldest. You're correct. Mm-hmm.
So, possibilities.
Yeah, we can see them, like, you know, set that whole story up, like, from scratch, like, you know, how she had a secret son and everything. So, yeah, exciting times. Like, there's so much they could do. There's things they could do to weave everything together with Ghost as well, you know, book two Ghost, like, there's so many things they can do now with this universe. So I'm excited. And like you mentioned, Dana, there's still other announcements, you know, there's other spinoffs to come. So I'm very excited about all of this. And I, like, in my opinion, I'm thinking they might already have Omari back with them, like just working in secret. So that would be, you know, exciting if he's already a part of Origins and possibly doing stuff on other shows. Like, that would be very exciting to see. So
And he needs a win, because he was in Mothership and Netflix said that movie was so bad they canceled it. They wanted to release it.
Yeah,
and it had Halle Berry in it.
Yeah, that's gotta be annoying. Like, he had a whole movie with Halle Berry and they canceled it. Like, he hasn't been having much luck since leaving Power. So I mean, why not come back, you know? Might as well. So yeah, but that's about it. Is there any final thoughts or anything else that you guys wanted to kind of discuss real quick before we wrap this up?
I do have a final question for the both of you, as well as all the people that decide to comment on this video. What are some other spinoffs that you would like to see? Now, obviously, I agree with Dana. I hope they bring back Influence, because I wanted to see how they were going to tell that story. And obviously, Lorenz Tate, he is perfect for the show. But I don't know if they're going to do that. But I'm just curious if you guys had any other spinoffs you would like to see beyond this one.
Ooh. I don't
know. That is a really good question. Let me think on that. What spinoff would I like? That's a great question. Now, you want to go first, Dana? Because I haven't fully.
I was gonna. What about one of the cartel leads that was like really popular on the show?
You mean Lobos, who they had, to kill him off early in the show? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one they could do, Lobos, yeah. He was a real big, iconic character in the original, so I could see them doing something with that character, expanding on his history.
To piggyback off of what you just said, Gary, if they ever went in that direction, I would like to see how his death impacted his family. And if he had any other siblings or someone else that decided to take up the mantle and take over his operation. I think that'll be kind of interesting in case that character shows up in the future. That could show up in another Power show. But we'll see. But go ahead.
Yeah, like mine was going to be, you know, and people might be mad at me for this, but mine was going to be like, let's say Ghost is still alive, right? Like, and he comes back eventually. They could have like a mini series that shows what he was doing while he was gone, kind of thing. Like what he did, like why he did what he did, first of all, how he did it, and what he's been doing since then, and then explain why he comes back, you know, to basically come and get Tariq, you know, to come and dispose of his son. So yeah, I mean, that's what came to mind. But the Lobos one, I think, would be better than that, actually, because it's more unique. And yeah, I think that would be super interesting.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
Proctor's daughter, because that is the character that clearly has a unfinished business with Tommy. So I would like to know what happened to that character.
Yeah, that's one character they have to bring back at some point. Mm-hmm. Like, because yeah, she had a big impact on Tommy's character at the end of Power. So, you know, I always thought she was gonna come back in Force or something. But yeah, if they do a spin-off with her, that would be good also. I mean, another thing they could do is I don't know where they're planning on taking the whole Tejada thing, but you know, I wouldn't be mad at a Kane spinoff, you know, about Kane, about, you know, him, just him by himself doing stuff, you know.
I like that. Woody is a great actor. I would definitely watch that show.
Teenage sex in a courtroom. We get courtroom dramas.
Oh, no. Yeah, I'm good on sex.
That got shot down so quick.
we only just got rid of him, man. Like, I don't want to go back to sex. No, props to the actor who played Sax, though. He did a great job, but there's a lot they could do. I mean, there's so many interesting characters. You know, there's a lot they could do, I think. I mean, we could even have something with Jukebox, like Jukebox when she's a crooked cop or something, you know, like there's so many ideas of what they could do. So yeah, I want to see if the people in the comments come up with some ideas too, because, you know, the people are creative out there. So yeah, but any other final thoughts or things we need to touch on before we end this off?
It's been 10 years. Good Lord. Time flew.
That went so fast. Go ahead, Rich. You were going to say something.
Oh, no. Yeah, I was going to say, once again, awesome news to hear today. Want to remind everybody that we will be back for PowerCast. They haven't yet announced when we're going to get the season premiere of Ghost. But I heard a rumor it's going to be sometime in May. So that means an announcement is possibly coming soon. So stay tuned. We're looking forward to covering that show because we enjoyed that show. And then, of course, like I said earlier, Gary and Dana's favorite Power spinoff of all time, Force. We will be covering that as well later this year, whenever it debuts. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
And we have BMF interviews, so... plenty of content.
Yes.
Yeah, to the people asking, you know, we're covering BMF in a more limited capacity. Now, we may do some video content, you know, related to it outside of the interviews. You know, we might do some wrap-ups or talk about specific storylines and things like that. But we're not covering it in the weekly format that we like we do with PowerCast at the moment. So, yeah, I know there was a lot of people who asked. So I just thought I would mention that.
I think it's good to mention that. I will also add that if you would be interested in seeing us do some BMF shows, let us know in the comments. Because that's the main thing I would like to see. Obviously, with the power, because it's such a popular series, I understand why we have a lot of people commenting on those shows. But yes, if you would like to see more BMF talks in the future, definitely be vocal about it and let us know in the comments, and we'll see what we can do. But otherwise, stay tuned for PowerCast when it returns.
Absolutely. Yeah, and on that note, that is going to wrap this up. We just wanted to make sure, you know, we got on to discuss this announcement because it is huge and it does affect, you know, the future of, you know, the Power fandom and the PowerCast specifically. You know, this means that we're going to be podcasting for another decade, probably. So you guys will have to put up with us until then. You know, I'm going to be on my walking stick by the time we finish. So,
that Tommy character, you know, back in 2004, he said this.
Exactly. So, yeah, we'll be back probably in May. Of course, if there are other announcements, we'll get back on and do something like this as well. So look out for that. But yeah, we'll be back soon. You guys take care of yourselves and definitely drop your comments, leave your comments, hit the like button, subscribe, all that good stuff. We'll see you soon.